just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The new Star Trek movie has a couple different tributes. Star Trek Beyond, it almost could be Star Trek from Beyond the Grave. We have Leonard Nimoy's passing as Spock from the previous year to contend with, and that's built into the movie's storyline as the Vulcan, the last of his kind, sort of falls to the actor Zachary Quinto. So he's dealing with that. That's built into the movie. And then we also have the freak death of Anton Yelchin, who plays Chekhov, who was killed in a car accident. By all accounts, it seemed like the parking brake in his car wasn't set, and his car rolled into him and pinned him against the wall in his own parking lot, and he died at the age of 27. So we have these uncomfortable backdrops, which is the sad passing of an iconic figure and the tragic passing of a new figure, set among these world of science fiction, already in a parallel universe from the original Star Trek. And so we must grapple with the questions of life and death, meaning, and relationships. One thing that science fiction has always done is looked at the place of humankind's role in the galaxies. And Star Trek, from a very early age, was hip to the fact that life does not begin and end with the concept of humankind, and has expanded that to include not just the planet Earth as well. The idea of a stewardship of all life forms, of observing and paying attention to what's going on without interfering and interrupting, has as its origins the scientific method, but also a anxiety with grappling with the creation of the hydrogen and atomic bombs, with the sort of post-colonial imperialist America, and with the inclusionary politics of the 60s and identity formation and the politics around identity. Star Trek was, of course, has many firsts in its depiction, including the interracial romance, soon to have same-sex relationships depicted prominently as well. It's always been a place where, and it still remains a place where, it's a safe zone for people of all nomenclature to coalesce. The idea being that everybody is an alien, and the that which unites us sort of supersedes that which doesn't, and the Federation is, of course, a compendium of different galaxies already. So this sort of utopia is the moral quandary that we find ourselves in the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond. Here we see the direction of Justin Lin, prominent for his work in The Fast and Furious, becoming a source. He's no J.J. Abrams, and sort of there's another separate podcast could be done about just the fact that Abrams has directed Star Trek and Star Wars movies. But Justin Lin kind of takes his brand of over-the-top action sequences and creates a movie which is sort of ultimately unmemorable, except for fans of Star Trek movies. It will be remembered as a great way to spend 2 hours.